Illusion of power. You say I've been brainwashed, hoodwinked, bamboozled by the Christian doctrine I follow, that somehow my faith is weakness, a crutch for the ignorant, a fairy tale for the fearful. Yet, when suffering knocks on your door, when tragedy invades your timeline, when life spins out of your control, suddenly you post three urgent words, please pray for me. To whom? You don't believe in my God. So who are you hoping hears your cry? The universe? Energy? A nameless force with no face? And no covenant? You see, the illusion of power is thinking you have it, believing you're the master of your fate, until fate flips the script, until cancer spreads, the car crashes, the job vanishes, the heart breaks. Then you call for prayers, like a drowning man reaching for a hand you once mocked. Friend, that's not an illusion. That's revelation. You were made for dependence, not on the fragile scaffolding of human control, but on the unshakable rock that is Christ. You think my doctrine is delusion, but I know the truth. It's not the one on their knees who's deceived. It's the one who stands proud, thinking they need no Savior, until they do. So no, I'm not ashamed to say I've surrendered to grace, to a King, to a God who doesn't just hear my cries, but bore them on a cross. You call it brainwashed. I call it reborn. And when life falls apart and your soul aches, I'll still be here, praying for you. To the only one who actually has power, not the illusion of it, but the real thing. Amen. So if you find yourself clinging to control, gripping tightly to a power that keeps slipping through your fingers, know this. The enemy's greatest lie is that you don't need God. But the greatest truth is that he's been waiting for you all along. So lay down the illusion. Pick up the truth. Real power begins where your pride ends and God's grace begins. Return to the one who answers when no one else can. Because when the enemy offers illusion, Christ offers life. Choose wisely.